With all the canceled flights, there's one traveler we hope is not waiting at the airport for hours and hours, and that is the Olympic flame. The Olympic torch relay continues in Argentina tomorrow. How does it actually get there? Well, companies are hired by the International Olympic Committee to manage the relay and the logistics of traveling with the torch, and one of them is Alem International. They work the Salt Lake and Athens Olympics. Stephen McCarthy, director and CEO of Alem International, is here to tell us how it all works. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Madeline.
So what kind of contingent does the flame have? Does it have its own private jet and handlers and...
Well, handlers certainly, and a charter jet at least. And in our case in Athens, we had two charter jets, a model on Air Force One and Air Force Two. So we had flames in various places that would ensure the integrity and continuity of the flame as it passed around the world.
You mean this flame travels like the President of the United States?
Well, in our case in Athens, it did. our job was to make sure that we had the same flame we had lit in Olympia, Greece, that would light the opening ceremony cauldron in Athens in 2004. So we took it with us everywhere we went, and I slept with it. And we had handlers, as you call them, that would look after the integrity of the flame to make sure that it stayed lit no matter what happened.
Can you tell us now if it stays lit the whole time? Does it ever go out?
The flame that's carried by an individual torchbearer can blow out in a wind or it can get rained on. But in certain cases, if it goes out, you always have a backup flame. And then there are various other lanterns that hold the same flame around the caravan or in the host city that we pass through.
But, you know, once you get on the plane and no one's really looking and you want to kick back and take a nap and relax, can you just, you know, put the flame out for a second?
We never did, for safety reasons, first of all, in the aircraft, because you've got to have somebody watch it all the time, and it becomes quite a game to see who can stay awake the longest and make sure that that flame is protected no matter what. It's a very sacred trust that we took very seriously.
How much does it cost to transport the flame around the world?
It can cost a pretty fair amount of money. Our budget was about $33 million U.S. It can be very expensive, but I think very well worth it because it's the only chance people around the world that can't go to the games get a chance to see the true spirit of Olympism, which is what the flame represents.
Stephen McCarthy, president of Alem International, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks very much for having me.